The Baghdad security operation, called Fard al-Qanun, or Imposing Order, continues to expand as troops take up positions in new areas of the capital and search homes and vehicles for weapons and explosives. Iraqi Interior Minister Jawad Balani said the operation is allowing Iraqi and U.S. forces to more closely track insurgents. Balani says U.S. and Iraqi forces have been observing insurgent strategies and are learning how to more quickly target them. He says Iraqi forces are learning to adapt and solve problems, and in the last few days, they have succeeded in stopping some terrorist plots. But there is skepticism among many Iraqis and Americans that the deployment of thousands more troops in the capital will, on its own, be enough to uproot Iraq's deeply entrenched sectarian militias. In the Democratic Party's weekly radio address Saturday, former U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Richard Holbrooke, urged the U.S. government to reach out to Iraq's neighbors for help.
Engaging in a broad-based diplomatic offensive and beginning a redeployment of U.S. forces in Iraq represents the best way to secure America's interests in the region and combat the serious threat of terrorist networks.
President Bush opposes talks with Iran and Syria, which he accuses of not doing enough to stop Iraq's insurgency. The president also has alleged that Iran's military supplies Iraqi insurgents with sophisticated explosives, and part of the new security operation includes tightening Iranian border checkpoints to intercept weapons shipments. At one of those checkpoints on Friday, U.S. forces detained the oldest son of powerful Shiite politician Abdulaziz al-Hakim as he was driving from Iran into Iraq. The U.S. military said Omar Abdulaziz al-Hakim, whose father leads the Shiite party called the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq, was riding in a convoy that displayed suspicious activities. He was released after several hours, without charge, and the military said he was treated with respect. But people traveling with Mr. Hakim said the group had been treated roughly by American soldiers. U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Zalmay Khalilzad, apologized for the incident, but the detention sparked anger among thousands of Shiites who demonstrated in Baghdad, Basra, Kut, and Najaf. Iraqi television broadcast images of hundreds of people rallying in the city Kut, where al-Hakim was held. This man says, if you look at these people and read the banners they are holding, they are very angry about what the Americans did to al-Hakim. In Basra, the Shiite-majority city in southern Iraq, one protester said the detention of such an important person went too far. This man said, this was a very bad attack by occupation forces against al-Hakim. It crossed a red line. This attack is against all Islamic leaders. Hakim is a highly influential figure in Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's government, and he met with President Bush in December. He has not publicly commented on his son's detention. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Erbil, Iraq.